A mochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we're to Lance Gatling in Tokyo, principal of Nexio Research. An interpretation of a headline, run most recently, Japan's emperor marks his 65th birthday with a call to keep telling the tragedy of World War II to the young. Emperor Naruhito enjoying his 65th birthday, but Lance, a very good day to you. The twist in that sentence is the deep-ended clause at the end about keep telling the tragedy. Why? What is that meant to achieve, to talk about something 80 years ago in which more than half the earth was not only not alive, but their parents might not have been alive? Good evening to you, Lance.
Hi, John. Long time no see. Hello, Gordon. I'll start off with a tale that one of my most erudite Japanese friends told me. We were talking about the Bosnian War and the problems of the Bosnians, and I said, aren't you glad Japan's an island? These people have been at war for 400 years. And he looked at me for a moment, and he said, that's a mere 400 years. We have bad blood that goes back 1,200 years. So Japan is constantly made aware of its role in World War II, its role in the occupations, its role in the destruction of much of Asia, the loss of tens of millions of lives. And all of Japan's political opponents, national level opponents, and even internal domestic opponents constantly bring this up and claim that Japan has not done enough to accept responsibility for its actions in World War II. Now, bear in mind, of course, that everybody that was active in the political or military realm at that time is long dead. But the emperor's role in all of this is to assuage everybody that he can, on all sides if he can, that Japan is peaceful, it has only the best intents, that it will continue to seek a peaceful resolution of everything, any issues regarding its access to energy overseas, its access to the sea lanes that keep the huge population of Japan fed and warm during the winter. When he says that, he's hearkening back to that of his grandfather, the actions of his grandfather who did such things constantly, and that's their role. They're not there to rattle sabers. They're there to remind everybody that Japan is a nice place full of nice people, and we really don't mean anything bad by all of this. Meanwhile, the politicians are planning to double its defense budget to be one of the largest on the planet. It is, in fact, in a neighborhood where a lot of the countries just don't care for Japan. They do business with Japan because it's such an economic powerhouse, and it's a source of tremendous technological capability and know-how that they sell or can be stolen from them in the event of some Chinese operations. But that's par for the course. He's not trying to get anybody rattled. He's trying to do the exact opposite, make everybody calm down and think Japan is a worthy, peaceful interlocutor.
Gordon, you have a question for Lance.
Lance, the issue is that while the emperor talks about World War II, there are enemies Japan has that intend to break apart the country. There's a mismatch here, then, between what the emperor is saying and the reality today. I guess the Japanese people just must accept that mismatch, or they don't think it exists. What's the story?
Well, certainly there are people on both ends of the political spectrum that would drag the emperor to their position. Leftists would have him unilaterally disengage from the United States, stop its rearmament, stop its strengthening its defense budget, and just to sing kumbaya and make happy with everybody in the neighborhood, with the anticipation that they're not going to be coerced any further than that. There are rightists that would have the emperor make calls, and like the sound truck, the ultra right wing sound truck I heard today blasting out some World War II era rightist march, militarist march. They would have the emperor singing such slogans and waving and taking the excited cry of the crowd, banzai, 1,000 years, 10,000 years to the emperor. Well, and the reality is he's not going to do any of the above. He's going to stay as firmly in the middle as he possibly can, try to have anodyne statements that are, in fact, calming and very peaceful. It doesn't mean it's not going to be used against him by political enemies and friends of Japan, but that's the way it goes. That is the job.
Gordon, because Japan is not confronting what is in the easy memory of the leadership in China, is that an advantage to the Chinese Communist Party that Japan won't engage?
I think so, John, because right now China is going through a very difficult time and Chinese leaders need a foreign enemy. You got to remember that Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping, the first two leaders of communist China, they were secure in their legitimacy. And they did not bang on Japan. Matter of fact, they tried to develop friendly relations with Tokyo. It's only when you get to Jiang Zemin and the following leaders who were insecure that they start to go after Japan in a very malicious way, which is not to say that what Japan did during World War II is right. Clearly, it wasn't. It was brutal and horrible to the worst degree we've seen in humanity. But nonetheless, as Lance points out, nobody in Japan today was actively involved in what occurred then.
I agree. And it is a beautiful culture. I spent a week broadcasting from the Imperial Hotel. Everything about Tokyo is perfect. I wouldn't change anything. I often thought, Lance, if Japan had had the natural resources the U.S. and its allies could command in the 1940s, the war might have gone in a different direction. However, the puzzle is about this lack of confrontation with the past. There are many photographs of Hirohito, the present emperor's grandfather, riding a white stallion to the music from the Imperial Japanese Army and the Imperial Japanese Navy. And everybody worried about victory disease because they were winning so easily in the first 6 months of the war. Are those photographs all suppressed? Are they hidden from the young people?
There are no laws in Japan like those of Germany, where I understand it's against the law to espouse the Nazi movement, espouse Nazi thought, or to idolize Hitler in any way. There's nothing like that in Japan. You can do any of that. Most people would think you're kind of a nut job if you were to do it in public, but there are certainly people who do such things. That doesn't take away from the fact that Japan has, in fact, apologized in detail many, many times, starting with the peace treaties of the 50s. Agreements between the United States, Japan, all the major countries involved in the final accords, where Japan had to abandon land that it had in fact ruled over for decades and decades. Generations of people grew up as Japanese as citizens of the empire, and still today you can find older people in Korea, Taiwan, who speak Japanese. They grew up under the Japanese, and one of the standing jokes with a friend of mine is that he's approached by a young Chinese from the Northeast, which is kind of like America's Rust Belt. It's not been well developed or taken care of. And they say, we might be better off if the Japanese had just stayed here. So, yes, I wonder, my alternative history is that Japan stopped with Manchuria and developed all of the resources there, and World War II never happened. And what would Japan be like today? It's an interesting question, John, and we won't find out in our lifetime, I don't believe.
Gordon, your comments about how China's leadership has used Japan, very helpful to understand that when they're speaking nationalism and blaming Japan, they feel weak. Is that the sum of how you measure this? Hu Jintao used that against those Japanese car dealerships. He was a weak leader. We have about a minute, Gordon.
Yeah, Jiang Zemin, Hu Jintao, Xi Jinping find it very convenient to hold up Japan as the enemy. And I think that as Xi Jinping faces more and more difficulties at home, Japan is going to become more and more a target of China. China's already trying to break apart Japan. This could become the defining event of this decade.
Lance Gatling is a principal at Nexial Research. He's in Tokyo. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World, certainly wishing happy birthday to the Emperor Naruhito.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.